A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In those days the princes said to the king, "Jeremiah ought to be put to death. He is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in this city and all the people by speaking such things to them. He is not interested in the welfare of our people, but in their ruin." King Zedekiah answered, "He is in your power," for the king could do nothing with them. And so they took Jeremiah and threw him into the cistern of Prince Malchiah, which was in the quarters of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. Ebed-Melech, a court official, went there from the palace and said to him, "My lord king, these men have been at fault in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah, casting him into the cistern. He will die of famine on the spot, for there is no more food in the city." Then the king ordered Ebed-Melech the Cushite to take three men along with him and draw the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he should die. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed this morning. The princes said to the king, "Jeremiah ought to be put to death. Gone, but not forgotten." We probably have used that phrase to ourselves and maybe have said it out loud to other people. Might refer to perhaps someone that you knew and grew fond of, perhaps had known them for some time, but they moved away, or perhaps they passed away. They're gone, but they're not forgotten. Or perhaps a place that you like to have visited, something that stands out in your mind, and maybe had not seen it for a couple of decades and things have changed. In your mind, it might be gone, but not forgotten. But we heard just the opposite in our first reading today, a group of people that wanted to see Jeremiah put to death. Not only they want him to be gone, but to be forgotten. But God was not going to let that happen, because Jeremiah still had a task to do, calling people to conversion. I ask us to reflect for a few moments on our first reading today, as well as just a bit on the gospel passage we heard, because it could be quite jarring what we heard Jesus say. First of all, our first reading. As I said, and as you heard, there were a group of people, princes, that wanted to see Jeremiah put to death. Poor Jeremiah. The poor man, no matter what he did, people were against him. This is one of the situations. Jeremiah had said something to the people which stirred the wrath of some of these princes. Jeremiah, at the time, the people were dominated by the Babylonian Empire. The people of Babylon were very cruel and mean, and perhaps they had beaten people, had put some of the Jewish people to death. So Jeremiah said this. He said, don't fight back. He says, first of all, you have to realize this is maybe God's hand at work, the punishment for us turning away from God. But he also said it could make things worse. So endure the punishment, endure the trials. So the princes said, this is not fair, and we don't want to hear this. Let's try to fight against them, which they never would have won. So the princes said, put Jeremiah to death. He'll be gone and hopefully forgotten. So what they did, they arranged to put him down into a cistern. Fortunately, the cistern was dry, except for the mud on the bottom. And the purpose of the cistern was to gather rain water during when the rainy season, so they would have some water to use when the dry season began, which we get the impression that it was the dry season. They lowered him down into this big cistern. I can only imagine that Jeremiah thought, this is it. How long will I last down here without water and without food? But there was one good man in the crowd, Abimelech, who was a Cushite, who was considered a foreigner. He happened to have some influence with the king. Abimelech not only saw that Jeremiah was a man, but he was also a prophet, one chosen by God, and to do exactly what a prophet is to do, is to speak on God's behalf, using his words, but the word of God proclaimed. Again, Jeremiah's task was to call people back to fidelity, which they had strayed away from God and strayed away from his law. And fortunately, the king said, yes, you can retrieve him. I'm sure this was a surprise to Jeremiah that he could come out of that cistern alive, but continue once again to be a prophet, to speak to the people, calling people to conversion. Now for our gospel passage, because I said it sounds quite jarring. We always think that Jesus said, I've come to bring peace. When we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. And it's quite harsh to hear Jesus said, I've come not to bring peace, but I've come to bring war and division, to see if people's hearts really belong to me. One image and one significance of fire is to burn away impurities. And to that, we would hope that what Jesus was hoping, that people's sins would be burned away, that they would turn away from sin and be true to him and to follow. These are what we hear today in our readings, to come back to God with all our hearts. Just like Jeremiah, we are called, his call was that all of us turn away from sin. And so there's two things I think that we can learn from these passages today. First of all, our own conversion, our need for each and every one of us. And we think we might have our hearts in the right place and that we're truly following God, but our sins turn us away from him. We turn our back on God, as we heard earlier in the summer. We want to turn back to God and to follow what Jeremiah said and prophesied. Come back to God with all your heart. But we also learn, too, that God surprises us in many ways and brings salvation to us, like he brought salvation to Jeremiah in this instant. That if our heart is in the right place, and that if we follow God, we know, too, that God will be our security. I hope today we listen to the words of what we heard in sacred scripture and follow Jeremiah and his call to the people of the time, which is also true for today. Come back to God, love God, serve God, follow his law, and God will be with us. For he will never forget us, and he will never abandon us, for we are indeed his people.